Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the first week of our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If you don't believe Jesus could come at any moment, I can't help you. I'll have to finish this next week. I can see that already. I get a periodical every month or so from another group of people that, and I'm not going to say who it is because you probably know who it is. Good magazine, well done magazine. But these group of people believe that Jesus will not come, what we call imminent mentality. An imminent mentality means, which I hold, and I hope you hold that, is that Jesus could come at any moment. I believe that. It's not that he will come, but that he could come. There's a difference. Are you following? I don't believe that Jesus will come today. I believe that he could come today. Big difference. I'm looking for Jesus to come today, but I'm not going to stand up here and say he's coming today. And I ain't going to stand up here and say he's coming tomorrow. I'm just saying, lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. He could come at any moment. We're closer than we've ever been. Anyway, this individual has quite a following, took a lot of our Baptist brethren. Matter of fact, there was a fellow last week at the state meeting, no, week before when we were state meeting. He kind of mentioned that he's on that ship, so to speak, about that God's people has to go through the tribulation period, have to go through the trumpets and the until the seventh trumpet and all the they call it pre-wrath rapture. I don't believe that for one. The Bible never teaches that. And as we get through the book of the Revelation, I hope you'll come to if you don't believe that you'll come to, you know, we're never taught in Scripture to look for the Antichrist. I've talked to some of our brothers who believe different than I do, and I joke with me, you've been wrong before. But seriously, we've not taught one place in Scripture where it says look for the Antichrist. We're taught to look for who? The Christ. Looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing in Jesus Christ. And for the life of me, I cannot understand how people, believers, preachers, can actually think that we're going to go through the tribulation, through the most part of it, and disregard the rest of God's word about the coming of Christ. And again, I'll beat a dead horse here. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Let me ask you this. If you believed, and I'm going to preach on this today, that's why it's kind of in my mind. If you did not believe that Jesus could come today, do you know it affects your mentality? If you think you had time, whether it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, or some of them at least 6 or 7 years, give or take a few months there. If you had that, boy, there's a lot of stuff you could do that you may could get away with. I'll leave that alone for my sermon, okay? But you get to pick the mentality. But that's why the last words that we read in the book of the Revelation are these, Revelation 22, three times. Jesus says this, I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. Then he says, the last thing he says, and how do I know he says it? Because it's in red letters. I come quickly. John, who wrote all this down, he said, even so, come Lord Jesus. If that doesn't convince you that Jesus could come at any moment, nothing can. John wrote all this down. He saw all this. He saw the Antichrist. He saw the four horsemen. He saw the plagues. He saw the trumpets. He saw the seals. He saw all this take place. And Jesus said, I'm coming. And John said, even so, come now, Lord Jesus. That's what that means. Even so, come, Lord. Literally in the Greek, come, oh, come, Lord Jesus, even now. There nothing has to take place in order for Jesus to come. The Antichrist doesn't have to show up and all these things. Are y'all following? Anyway, let's get to this. You have before you this chart, and You see on the left-hand side, it says eternity past. And I'm just going to go through these. I don't know if I can do it in 5 minutes or not, but this is so good. You see creation, Genesis 1:1. And then you see alienation. Then you see a new nation. These are our peaks, our highlights, if you will, in Scripture. And all this has to do with our Lord's coming. All of this. And again, I just don't have time to break this down. A new nation. Who is that new nation? Yeah, it's Israel. Remember, Abraham becomes first Jew. Abraham came first. He was the first Jew, and he promised the people of Israel. He promised them something, a land. And what God told Abraham in the book of Genesis, he's going to fulfill it in the book of the Revelation. We'll see that during in our studies and all. But anyway, that's why that was so important, a new nation. Israel is the apple of God's eye. I'm telling you, you don't mess with Israel. It's God's people. God's people. I didn't say they were saved people. I said they're God's people. One day, though, Israel will be saved. I just read this again just from another writer. And I love to read after people who agree with me. Preacher, you're crazy. Yeah, I just only read, you know, well-respected men. I have a conviction about something. Then you got, hey, man, he must be right because I believe that. And he made a statement in the book about that when Jesus comes in the Revelation that the nation of Israel, the remnant, will be saved on sight. And you don't read that in a lot of places. You don't hear that in a lot of places. And he actually wrote it in a book where they'll be saved on sight. When they said, Lord, where did you get these wounds in your hands? He said, I received them in the house of my friends. And that when Jesus comes in the Revelation, that Israel will see Jesus Christ, and they will be saved on sight. Literally, they believe. And that's what who can think of a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? Absolutely. The same way Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was saved on the road to Damascus on sight, remember? He's a picture. That's why Paul said, I was a preborn. I was born as one born out of due season. He was a picture of the nation of Israel. When a bright light, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Is that you, Lord? That's how it's written. Is that you, Lord? Is that you? Two questions he asked. Is this good? This is exciting to me to think. Just a picture of Paul, Saul of Tarsus. Lord, is that you? Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Boy, that's two different. He was saved on sight. Is that you, Lord? Yes, Saul, that's me. Lord, I believe. What will you have me? Like that, he was saved on sight. When Jesus comes in the Revelation, the Mount of Olives splits. Preacher, you believe it? Absolutely. An Armageddon has taken place, and he rescues the people. And Israel will look at him, and what happened? You did this to me. I believe. Israel will be saved on sight. That's why the new nation that started with Abraham, well, he was saved by generation two, by the way. It's a picture of Paul. Only if none of us seen Jesus. Please don't raise your hand. That's all you know. But he appeared to Abraham. Remember? He appeared to Abraham, was saved on sight. Paul, he was saved. These are the Jews. Are you following? Hope you get the picture. Abraham the first. Then Saul became Paul. And then it's a picture. Anyway. Then we have incarnation, salvation. And in some of your books, I just added this past week, was ascension. I'm still adding to this. It's not in your paper. Notice they're all I-O-N's, T-I-O-N, I-O-N, or whatever. There's ascension, which is a huge part of our Lord's coming, because he's coming back. Then you have the translation. Then you have intimidation. Again, I won't have time to get... Let me just stop right there and we'll finish the rest of this chart. Then we'll get into Revelation chapter number 1 next week.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.